Good morning. My name is John Waits, and I'm the honorary curate here at St. Margaret's in Chipstead. This is the Book of Common Prayer Holy Communion service for the Sundays after Easter up until Pentecost. We start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and all thy soul, and all thy strength, and all thy mind. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this. Thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. The Collect for the Sovereign. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our King and Governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Now we have the collect. The Lord be with you, and thy spirit. Let us pray. The Collect for the third Sunday of Easter. Almighty Father, who in your great mercy gladdened the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such knowledge of his presence with us that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life and serve you continually in righteousness and truth. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever.
The first reading is taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 14a and 36 to 41. Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah. When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, Brothers, what shall we do? Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading is taken from the first book of Peter, chapter 1, beginning at verse 17. Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver and gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply, from the heart. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We say our creed together. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have the sermon.
Hello, my name is Sue, and I'm going to share with you some thoughts on the readings from today's service. We heard from the book of Acts of the Apostles, and we have also been looking at chapter 1 of Peter's first letter. So Peter is writing to God's elect, scattered throughout what we now know as Turkey. God's elect are God's people. They're chosen by God because of their knowledge of God the Father. They're chosen because of the work of the Spirit, and because they are sprinkled figuratively, I hasten to add, not literally, they're sprinkled with the blood of Jesus Christ. They've been cleansed from their sin by the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. Now, doesn't that apply to us too? Surely what applies to the scattered Christians in Turkey is also true of us. We too are chosen by God because of our knowledge of him, because of the work of the Spirit, and because we too have been cleansed by Jesus' death. So as such, as God's chosen, let's continue to explore Peter's letter as if it were written to us too. So Peter continues. He rejoices in the salvation of God's people, and he goes on to remind them and us to stick with it. Stick with what? Well, last Sunday, David Wicksteed was speaking, and he said, Easter is over, now what? Our Lenten sacrifices are finished, Jesus has risen, now what? Well, David reminded us in the context of the first half of the chapter of Peter's letter that we need to stay focused on our faith. What is our faith? Well, apart from the creed, which is part of the service that we've had today, elsewhere in the Bible, in Hebrews, we hear that faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see. So it's hope, confidence in what we hope for and assurance in what we do not see. Now that's a concept that seems absolutely insane to anybody who's not part of the church, but it's what sets us apart from the secular world. Last week, we read in verse 8 of Peter's letter, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Now, this verse has attacked me several times since I heard it last Sunday, so I hope you'll forgive me for revisiting it, as I really feel it's going to help us to focus on our faith. So the words inexpressible and glorious joy are, for me, so very descriptive of a feeling that it's nigh impossible to put into words if you've never experienced it. If you've ever had a moment like it, you'll relate. But if not, my prayer is that you will very soon know what I'm talking about. For these moments of inexpressible and glorious joy are what we sometimes call the mountaintop moments, when the veil between heaven and earth is so very thin and we feel tangibly God's awesome presence, the reality of heaven, the communion of the saints. These moments often don't last very long. Sometimes it's just a glimpse, as if through a blowing curtain. But they are something to hold on to. You have to grasp it firmly with both hands. Hold on to that memory, because we can't live in those moments forever. For one thing, it's exhausting, but the legacy that they leave us can be long-lasting, bringing peace, comfort, assurance, validation, healing, any number of positive effects. And in moments like these, I have been struck by not just an inexpressible joy, but also a truly overwhelming gratitude at being freed from the weight of my failures and disappointments. This is a freedom I don't deserve, but yet it's freely given all the same. And I can't express how that feels. It's riotous, it's joyous, it's completely undeserved. And I'm so grateful. We are all invited to leave behind our wrongdoing and to accept the place reserved for us in heaven. We are children of God. We are citizens of heaven. We're no longer citizens of this world. And as such, Peter tells us to live out your time as foreigners in reverent fear. That's paraphrased in the Message Bible as, your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Now, in Peter's culture, foreigners had no rights to anything. They lived at the mercy of the inhabitants of the land through which they travelled. They would have found it hard to earn their keep, and they often depended on others for shelter and safety and sustenance. Now, we can't buy our way into heaven with silver or gold. We don't earn our places as citizens of God's kingdom. We're gifted our places. Jesus paid the price for us. And this is God's grace, freely given. And this is our faith. As valued and loved children of God, citizens of heaven, we are urged to push away all the things that make us feel dark and twisted and knotted up inside. We're urged to remember God's overwhelming love, poured out freely, undeservedly, and abundantly upon us, and to love one another from the heart. This might not sound easy, and I want to say that loving someone isn't always the same as liking them. There are people in my circle who I struggle to like, and I'm sure I'm not alone. But paradoxically, I find that I love them with a love that isn't of my own making. And I know that they are loved too by God, and I lean on God's love when I think of them, even if I don't like the way they act or talk or speak or think. Now, the disciples were a diverse bunch of people, but they achieved great things. Peter was instinctive and reactive. John was thoughtful and contemplative. Some thought Paul was arrogant. Now, at St. Margaret's, we too are a hugely diverse bunch of people. But we recognise that in our diversity, we have a wonderful unity. We're brought together by Jesus Christ. But we like different things, we live different lives, but we still love one another because of what holds us together. The glue that holds us together as a community is God. Jesus commands us in John 13, love one another. As I have loved you, you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And so we are Jesus's disciples. We are God's elect. We are God's faithful. Last week, David told us to expect that faith to take us on a journey. And one thing we know about journeys is that they're rarely static. They're usually quite active. And so, talking of being active, our other reading was from the book of Acts. Acts of the Apostles, their acts, their journey, their story. But remember that we too are God's elect. We are God's chosen people, his children, and we are fed and led by God's everlasting, enduring love. And I wonder, if there were more books added to the Bible today, what might be said about our acts? We don't hear these days about 3,000 people giving their lives to Christ. And I'm not sure there's much space in the world for the kind of rallies we used to see with leaders like Billy Graham. But while individually we are weak, as a church we are strong. And remember, there are over 2 billion other Christians on the planet to keep us company. That's an awesome number. So with God as our Father, with Jesus as our Saviour, and with the Holy Spirit as our guide, what might we achieve for God? What might those unwritten Bible books say? Perhaps as we look ahead to the coming year, we can remember the words of Jesus as recorded in Matthew's Gospel. Let your light shine before others, so they may see your good works and glorify our Father in heaven. Let's pray. Father God, you delight when we draw near to you. You delight to pour your love upon us. Nourish us by your presence and unite us in your love, that we may know the fruit of your gracious redemption and show your glory in our lives. Amen.
For our church notices, please have a look at the church website. But also, very, very important, make a note in your diary of May the 30th, when we have the institution of the Reverend Hannah Gordon as the Rector of Chipstead. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasure upon the earth, where the rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through to steal. All things come of thee, and of thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Come to the intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church, militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplications and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee continually to inspire the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word, and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, our king, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority under him, that they may truly and impartially administer justice to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may both by their life and doctrine set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation, that with meek heart and due reverence they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me just take a moment to bring before God those whom we would especially commend today. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. And a prayer for our rector that we're going to be saying, I hope, through till May the 30th. We praise and thank you, loving God, for sending us Hannah to be our rector. May she pastor us, teach us, and lead us, that together we may be your people and this parish a sign of your kingdom. As she prepares for this new challenge, prepare us also to receive her, that together we may know your will for us in the parish of Chipstead, and by your grace respond with eager joy to the challenge of the future. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, and deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you. And with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, we lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, almighty, everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The prayer of humble access. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who with thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel, command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread. When he gave thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he gave them thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this as often as ye shall drink it, in remembrance of me. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is given for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for thee, preserve thy body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this remembrance that Christ died for thee, and be thankful.
Amen. The body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
The blood of Christ given for you.
As our Lord, Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious death and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby of thy favour and goodness towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and are also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we must humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with thee and the Holy Ghost be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We come to the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee. We give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty. O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today, and remain with you always. Amen.